Although we had beautiful, bright, clear weather today, as far as the church year goes and human history goes, this is one of its darkest days. I used to wonder about why we are afraid of the dark, and I know that as a child, I was afraid of it. To some degree, because I couldn't see what was around me very well, and the unknown is very scary to anyone, especially to a child. But I wonder now if the bigger unknown is that children have not been through enough dark nights to rely on the appearance of the dawn. If you haven't much experience with this, maybe you wonder, what if the dark lasts forever this time? What if the light doesn't come back this time? Amid the dark horror of this day, Good Friday, there is the good of Good Friday. Having been through these darkest times before, we are here to assure one another that yes, the light will come back. We have that assurance that no matter how bad life seems, no matter how deep the darkness may seem, God is still here. Somehow, in some way, God is still here. We've been around, and so we know enough to be sure, or almost sure, that the light will come back, that the night will not last forever. In the story we hear of Good Friday, we see the absolute depths of human sin as Jesus is tortured and killed, and human suffering. And I think those stories are helpful to us when we need help amid despair. When it seems, as one author says, that the world has defeated the Word. I think it's very helpful for us on this day of the church year, on Good Friday, for us to think about how it feels for someone who doesn't know the end of the story. For the child of God who hasn't been through enough dark nights to have confidence in the dawn. I think it's useful and profound for us to think about how we ourselves feel when we're in a dark place and can no longer believe a good ending is possible. Some of us may be there now. And yet I believe. I have seen God redeem the worst before. I have seen it and I believe. But I feel better when someone sits with me in the darkness, assuring me that the night always does pass, that the day will dawn again. And so I ask you on this Good Friday, sit with me today, beloved. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm still a little bit afraid of the dark. Amen.